Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Zipping along, John.
He's doing a good job today. Otto's doing great. And we're talking with Tom Cerna, who is the founder of Youth Hire America. And anybody listening, you realize the conversation is tremendous because he's put together, you know, seniors with youth. And I mean, in an organization that's beneficial to both, which is the most important thing. It's not just a service for seniors and the kids get nothing. It really is a two-way street. And Otto has had a lot of questions, and I'm going to turn it over to you just to continue on that wind.
I had a lot of philosophical thoughts about the whole
important
thing, too.
You know what? Half the show is philosophical, because if you're doing it just for the money, yeah, you might as well just call it a day.
I think these kinds of things come up because there's a need that is not that cut and dry. Mm-hmm. You know, like we were talking offline here, that in my era, it was very easy to go and get a part-time job, which was a long time ago. But you could go out and work in a delicatessen or a grocery store or wherever, and the rules were a little less stringent than they are today as well. But today, it's much more difficult. So something that can match up the needs of both sides. You know, I believe it's very important for youth to work a little bit.
Right.
All right. One of my grandsons, who went along to be a pretty successful guy, worked with one of the villages, and he worked with the garbage people.
Okay.
You know, helped them. That was one of his jobs. The other job is he painted lines in the street. And I always told him, I said, Matt, I said, one of the best things you're doing in your life right now is learning how to work with people, respect the fact that they have a job, whether they're cleaning or picking up garbage or whatever they're doing, and you can communicate with them. Because when you get older, your ability to communicate with the top and the bottom is very important, mm-hmm, in my opinion.
No.
And I think those like jobs like doing an air conditioner for somebody or whatever, you're kind of forced to deal with people.
Exactly.
And it's not a bad thing.
Exactly. You know? It's been one of the positive byproducts of this is bringing people together in that context.
Yeah.
And I've heard, you know, positive responses from people who have brought kids into their homes to do these sort of jobs. And they rave about the kids. And I think, you know, Judge Winslow would be able to respond to that as far as the, you know, the kid that he was able to hire.
Yes, I would be pleased to. There is a natural gulf between seniors and seniors in high school. That gulf is created by misunderstanding, not appreciating each other's views. One is in the technology area and the other is in the experiential area, experience. And we need to come together and appreciate and understand each other better. This is the way that it can be accomplished, because not only are you receiving a service, but you're interacting with another group that has, in fact, in the past, not been fully appreciative and accommodating to you.
Right. I agree.
And I saw it right away, because as soon as the person came in to work with me, we saw many other areas that he could work in, and he has continued on and will continue on. So I can tell you that the appreciation is paramount, and understanding is part of that appreciation.
Right. Well, in reference to Judge's case here, you know, you're looking for somebody on Youth Hire, and you send over a 17-year-old, okay? Mm-hmm. Nice young man or woman, it makes a difference, and they get along. The next time the judge would request somebody, is it automatic that same person will go back, or is the next person on the list? So how do you know? So you'll wind up with a relationship if the same kid keeps coming back. Is that your request, or you turn around and say, no, you know, we have to give Johnny some business now, so I'm sending Johnny instead?
If John, no, you're asking me?
Yeah.
No. The way it worked, at least for me, I don't think it's changed in any fashion, is I went to the website after speaking to Tom and posted what I was looking for, had a response from a couple of people, and then singled out those people to speak to.
Oh.
And from there, I was essentially in charge of the process. because youth hire would step back and allow that dialogue to continue between the employer and employee.
Good. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, the way it would work also is there's no obligation if, you know, say five persons or five kids, you know, had responded to a job on the site. You select one of them, you're able to review their profile page and based on their background and, you can select that person.
Right, right.
Going forward, if you have another job, let's say 6 months later, you can post another job to that site. But at the same time, you could have favored that kid that did your previous job.
Right, right.
So you have the option to be able to reassign a job to him.
Okay.
And so, but that keeps the site open to anybody and everybody, you know, that anybody and everybody could use that site to apply for any job on the site.
Okay. Now, the one other question that I have is, what happens if it doesn't work out? So young man or young woman comes to me for whatever, you know, you had this situation, Judge.
Yes.
But now the kid got there and you don't really like him. I mean, mm-hmm. he's nasty. It's like, this is not working.
You can just say it's not working. And I thank you very much for your efforts. Here is the compensation that we talked about for the day, or however it would be paid.
Okay.
And I hope and wish you the very best of luck.
Okay.
Well, the way it would work is, you know, at the payment stage, you know, that's all done online. So when you're paying online, you have the ability to review that person. So you can grade the person's work.
Oh, okay.
So that's part of the work history. So when you're reviewing somebody's background on their profile page and you're seeing that he's not getting good reviews, you might not want to select that person. So we stress to the kids, you know, that the better you do a job, the better you're going to be reflected on your profile
Absolutely.
Page, the better your chances of getting rehired for some other job. And we've seen kids that have been
And I always see that. So if I go on the post, I can turn around and say, Eddie, and I see, didn't like him, didn't this.
Well, there's four questions that you can answer. Did he show up on time? Did he follow instructions? Did he complete the job to your satisfaction? So it's graded on a scale of 1 to 5.
Okay, that's fine.
So if you get a 1 out of 5, that's a pretty bad indication.
Yeah. So you do have that on there. So that I, as a user, if the services can critique, and frankly, eventually the bad apple, if you will, will be weeded out.
Yes.
100%. That's why
like
you don't have to go through it.
A Yelp of youth hire.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we don't lose track. It's ultimately the determination of the employer as to whether or not to continue. But the assistance provided by youth hire through the assessment process is an important one for the first.
For the first visit, because if you're not picking a kid with one, so you're going with the 4 and 5, and then you're liking the guy, then it makes sense. That was more of my question. It's like, how do I avoid having somebody walk in the door that's like 20 minutes late, and what do you want from me, kind of thing?
And we're also, you know, we're stressing responsibility.
Okay.
So once you apply for a job and you've been assigned that job, you're required to show up for that job. You know, because you're provided with contact information once you're assigned. That's the only time anybody's identity or location is revealed, is once a person has been assigned a job. And this all happens online. So once you find out that you've been assigned, you are now provided with the contact information. You're required to call that homeowner. And if on the date of the job you don't show up without any without any excuse, I'll have you removed from the site. You know, they're explained.
Right, right, okay.
They're explained. So we're trying to teach that also, responsibility,
right.
And through simple things like odd jobs, as you said before.
Well, one of the byproducts you mentioned, Judge, is the relationship between older and younger. Some people are good at that and some aren't. And I think that's a very important byproduct. Younger people have to realize that at one point in time, you were their age. Now, it might have been in 1950 or 1947, but you were their age. And times were different, but, you know, the day is going to come when they're going to be older. And I think it's good for understanding of between young and old to try to feel that, you know. It gives you better dialogue.
Yes, and there is another component, and that component is fear. In the past, there was essential fear of the seniors, of the generation that has had so much experience. Now there is fear by the seniors about the technology revolution that has left them so far behind. And one of the things that is experienced by the senior is to remove the fear. There is no reason for it. And that is presented, or was presented to me, go ahead and do something. You're not going to crash the computer time you use it. They are fearless. If they're 13 and above, or even younger, they're fearless. And we are fearful.
Exactly. It's a good point.
But what I'd also like to explain.
And in our last 1 minute.
Yeah, I know. No, but I think, you know, it's like a two-way street also, because there's a valuable source of information that the senior community can provide to young adults. And that's going to be part of what our program's going to involve, is to see if we can bring in seniors to act as mentors for young adults that could be a source of information for those young adults. So we see this as a two-way street as well. And we're really bringing together the community. So we don't see this entirely so much as just a place for kids to find jobs and people to post jobs, but it's also a way to connect communities. And that's really what we're trying to, you know, bring to this website. So through the school systems and civic organizations and home residents,
right.
That's what we're really looking to do, is
I think
to
that's the,
tie the community together.
The biggest success of this will come through the tying of the community.
Exactly.
Because you're going back to like the Andy Griffith Show.
Exactly.
And you're going to relive that, because you'll have you're doing it technologically,
yes,
versus seeing the kid walking down the street.
Yes.
You're hitting the button and the guy's going over to the judge, and
yes,
it's, you know, you wind up with a community.
Well, you're making a good use of technology.
Yes.
You know, technology is good and technology is bad.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we're out of time. I want to give the website again, which is youthhire, youthhire.org. It's not a double H.
Right.
Any questions, call 311, and we'll square it away for you. Tom, you want to say something?
You had said something before about being able to post the jobs. You can call 311. Project Independence can help you out. I'd also like to mention, if I could, that I have an online fundraising campaign going on right now. So if you go to the website, the homepage, there's a donate button there, and that'll help us greatly in, you know, with contributions that would,
terrific,
you know, be able to keep this organization going.
Youthhire.org. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.